Kof Zayin Iyar, Tuesday the 31st of May, Rabbi Avram Ehrman. How to be mechanech children with learning difficulties and its halachic point of view.
The mitzvah of Talmud Torah to children is written in the Torah. We say it every day in Kriyishma. L'imadetem oisom espenechem l'dabir bom. What does it mean, l'dabir bom? Teach your children teach the Torah to your children that they should speak in it. This is reminiscent of the dibarta bom within the first parasha of Shema, which is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mishnatam levonem of dibarta bom. Which means, Chazal explained there, asem ikor v'altasem tofel. Make the Torah the main thing and not the tofel. In other words, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that a person should spend all their free time in Torah, as much as they can. A person has a life, he has his parnasa, he has his children, his family. But this free time, and the free time should be in Torah. That's my life. But that's my life. Torah is my dreams, my aspirations. That's Torah. As much as a person can. Obviously, the more he can do, the better. I remember though, Rav Shimon Schwab, Zichron Livracha, once said that it seems to him that if a person has a job that he just can eke out a living, and he works all day long, and when he comes home, he's exhausted. And all he can do is 10 minutes a day of learning. But that 10 minutes, he feels is his ikar. That could also be on the Tarosa ikar malachtun, Tarosa ikar malachtun tefela. So the question is, the Torah teaches us that we have to teach our children that they should want to speak in Torah. L'daber bon. How do we do that? How do we bring our children that they should want to speak into Torah? So, let's start with the Rashi in Koheles. There's a pasuk in Koheles, U'mosek ka'or, b'toiv lo'inayim liros tashemesh. Light is sweet, and it's beautiful for the eyes to see the sun. So Rashi says, it's not talking about the physical light, Rashi says, U'mosek ka'or, mosuku oira shel Torah. The light of Torah is sweet. Fortunate are the students, she'eneim roim halacha melubenes umchuveres al borya. They see halacha absolutely clearly. Clarity in Torah brings out the sweetness of Torah. This we've seen again and again. When a child understands the Gemara clearly, the kasha, the teretz, according to the makshin like this, according to the teretzim like that. Inside, he can meet every word. Inside, outside, he develops his avos Torah. If not, he doesn't develop his avos Torah. There could be children who can get an 80 on the test, an 85, and they know what Abaya says, and they know what Rava says, and they have an idea about, a lot of ideas about the Gemara, but they don't know it clearly. They don't know it clearly. So then, they're not developing their avos Torah. And the results, chas v'shalom, you could see in 5 years down the line. Clarity. So that's the first part. Clarity in Torah brings to avos Torah. Therefore, sometimes somebody asks me if they have a child who's doing okay. The Rebbe says a lot worse children in the class, and he's an average student. That's the time for a tutor, because the tutor will make him an excellent student. The tutor will teach, make him sure he knows the Gemara perfectly, inside and outside. Give him a geschmack. I once spoke in a place about this necessity for clarity in Torah. And a father came over to me afterwards, 2 days later, and he says to me, I heard what you said. I have a child in fifth grade, and he's already getting anti. And I took him on Shabbos. I lived with him an hour. Two lines Gemara. It was the first time he understood Gemara. He almost danced home. Sweetness of time. There's another part of Chinuch. Rashi in Bav Basra, on the Gemara that Mechanchim, Malamde Tajbar, teachers of Torah to children, are called Mezaki Arabim. Rashi says, few short words, Malamdim u'mechanchim l'derech tova. They teach Torah and they're mechanich. They educate to a proper way, to a good life, the proper way. That means that an institution, a rabbi can't say, I'm just teaching Torah. Chinuch, that's parents' job. Not so. The job is both teaching Torah and be mechanech to a derech Torah. So we can give Musa to the children. But a child's unhappy, he's not going to listen to Musa. It's a mefurish pasuk in the Chumash. When a child feels pressured, he's not going to hear anything. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah talks about teaching Torah, and really there's two prokim. Perek Beis deals with Tashbar, with children. Perek Hei deals with all teaching of Torah, from children, adults, everyone. The Rambam says in Perek Hei Aloch Yubeis, Kishen, Shatalmidim, Chayovim, Bichvod Arav, just like the students, Achayiv, in the covert of the Rebbe, of the Rav, Kach, Horav, Tzorich, L'chabed, as Talmidov, U'l'korvon. The same way the Rav has to mekarev his Talmidim, has to be honor his Talmidim, and be mekarev them. V'tzorich, Kach, Omru, Chachomim, Yihi, Chvoi, Talmidcho, Chov, V'olecho, Keshel, Chavercho. V'tzorich, Odom, Lihizoyer, B'talmidov, U'l'oyavon. A person has to be careful with his Talmidim and love them. Shem habonim amahanin bo'ilam hazeh lo'ilam habo. They are the children who are mahanim in this world and in the next world. They are children. The Torah teaches us the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to Talmidim in the words of v'shinantam levonecha, eilu ha-talmidim. I once was teaching the Masechta Makis to children, and we were learning the second parak, and the Mishnah says there three have a mitzvah to hit. One is an av bezdin, if somebody is chayiv malchus. Second is a father, and the third is a rebbe. So bezdin, that says in the Torah, if somebody is chayiv malchus, gets whipped. A father, the Gemara brings a pasuk. Yaser bincha v'nichecha. But on a rebbe, the Gemara doesn't bring a pasuk. I ask the question of the children. There's no pasuk. Where does the Mishnah, where does Chazal get it from? So I wrote on the board, and b'shinantam levonecha eilu ha-talmidim. And in that spirit, only in the spirit where the Rebbe feels that these are his children, and the child feels loved. If the Rebbe feels that the child doesn't feel it, it doesn't work, it's not worth anything. But in that atmosphere of the child feeling loved, in that atmosphere is that all the mitzvahs when Chazal say Rebbe should hit, sometimes embarrassed, sometimes this, these are all disciplined things, they're important, and they're a mitzvah within the framework of the child feeling loved. If the child doesn't feel loved, it doesn't apply. It could be a various love. There's a very basic difference between Limud Chol and Limud Kodesh. And this can be illustrated to anyone. Any subject, math, history, geography, science, any subject you want. So, in the course of a term, some children, some students are more studious, some are less, some cram for the test, some, everyone different. Tzara Shove Shebohem, the common denominator is, the day after the test, no one opens the book. And that's okay. Why? Because the point of the school is that you should know the math, you should know the science. They don't have a point that you should want it. School is that you should know the information. With Gemara, Chas V'Sholem, it's just the opposite. We don't care how much Gemara you learned. You learned 2 blood, or 3 blood, or 5 blood. We want you to want to learn Torah your whole life. It's just the opposite. Really, teaching Torah is the opposite of school. And it's one of the goliaths of today, is that we do it through school. Chazal, Rabbi Sein, used a term for Limudei Chol, and they're called Chochmas Chitzoinis. What does it mean, Chochmas Chitzoinis? If you talk about a person, I can say, this is my hand, this is my ear, this is my head, and who's me? The me is the nefesh, what I feel, I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm upset, the me. There's mine and there's me. The Chochmas Chitzoinis are relating information about the world. And they're Chitzon. The Torah is the Chochma Pnimis, it talks to the person. In Chochma Chitzoinis, you can't say Vishnatam Levonecha. I want to give you all the information. In the Torah, it's the exact opposite. We're talking to the person. In the realm of talking to the person, that's where you can give your Shemayim. There's a Meridik Rashi in Mishlei, Pasuk in Mishlei, Rashi. In Mishlei it says, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ki bein ha'isi lo'avi, rach v'yochid lifnei imi. I was a son to my father, soft and special, yochid lifnei imi, by my mother. V'yoreini, he taught me, v'yoymer li yismoch dvorei libecho, my words should support your heart, Shmor mitzvoisa v'chiyei. Watch my mitzvahs and you will live. Says Rashi. Im toimer shloimei yosein ebrius. Perhaps shloimei dislike people. Person who's a negative person. Why? Sheziron ala gezel v'ala arayis. He warned them. By gezel, arayis. Things dover shenav shasholot misavolen. Things that people won't like. He says, don't steal, don't get involved in arayas. People like them. You just don't understand. You're from the old door. You're from, L'kach ne'ma, ki bein o'yisi, rach v'yochid, she'oyev o'yisi v'yoyser. My parents loved me very much. It's not just the father loved it, and it's not just the father's David, and the mother's Bathsheba, but he knew that he was loved. And when he knew he was loved, he taught me about these things, and he told me, these things are bad for you. Then he was willing to listen. And then I know it comes because he loves me. That's a child who can hear Musa. He taught me, he was mochiach me, I'm passing it over to you. Where did I get it from? My father David, my mother Bathsheba. And not because he was David HaMelech, and not because he was the Tzaddik Ador, not because he was the Goyin Ador, not because he was the Bechaber Tehillim, but because I knew he loved me, he was my father, and I knew whatever he said was for my benefit, I was internalized. This Easter, this terrible thing called Gezel Narayis. So when the Rebbe is a parent and the child feels it, that's Yiddish Chinuch. Makes no difference how much you learn. Then the child can get clarity in Yirah Shamayim, clarity in Midas Tovus. It's open. We've done it, laying her again and again, taking children who are unhappy. And as soon as you make them happy, I've seen it done for 10 years already. As soon as you make them happy and satisfied with their life, they're klikibul to makabel everything. You're a shemayim, Torah listening to daily Yisrael, everything. I've heard sometimes maybe say, I teach Torah, the parents' job is the chinuch. So there's two kashas on that. One is that the child is most of the day in school. He's most of the day in school. So the Rebbe is the surrogate parent for that time. The second is, there are a lot of children, for a variety of reasons, who won't pick up from their parents the proper chinuch. And this of the sviva, the surroundings, the school is going to give it to them. And who says the parent, the Rebbe is mechuyev? We talk to a Rebbe as the din of a father. But school is even more. What is the mocker of schools? Chadorim. The mocker is the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says, Zohar oisa ish latoiv Yeshua ben Gamla. Till then, they did what it says in the Torah. B'limanatam oisim es b'neichem. A child, a father taught a child. Zohar oisa ish latoiv Yeshua ben Gamla shmai. Sh'ilmoli hu nishtakach Torah miYisrael. Shebetchila mi sheish le'av melamdei Torah. In the beginning, someone had a father, the father taught him, didn't have. He didn't learn Torah. Apparently, at that time, there were a lot of people who didn't have fathers. And that was called Shikchas HaTorah. And they started making takonas, which evolved into the takona of child is 6 or 7, is brought to Cheder. Malam de Tinoikas b'cholnof. So we have to remember the whole point of the takona of Malam de Tinoikas is we started because of the Ein Le'av. That's the whole point. When schools say, I know it also, I also have a school. When schools say, well, when the parents are absent, it's a big problem. True. So that's the chiyuv of the tzibur. As much as they can to fill the gap. Why are some children unhappy? Why do they go off? How does someone get into the trap of what we call the street? And perhaps even further, the trap of what we call internet and all the pituyim of today's door, which are available in the living room with one press of a button. There's a Reish Chochma. Reish Chochma is written by the Talmud of the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kordavira, one of the greatest Mekubalim in Am Yisrael. And he brings from his Rebbe, from the Ramak, who brings from the Zohar HaKadosh. In Shar HaYir, Perek Gimel. And he talks about the relationship, the beginning of what's called Gehenna. And he says how people get there. And it's quite obvious from anyone who's seen that sugya that the exact way chet happens, that's the way the onesh happens. It's exactly the same thing. So he says that Behechol Rishon is called the Borek, and there's a Malach called Doime. And he says there, Ome Bapesach Hechol Rishon. Lechos neshomis shedoyche amalach hakodesh ta'ariel. There's another gears of bo'ariel. There's a malach kodesh who pushes away neshomis ta'iris, and they catch them. And where does it go? There's a mamuna who's called pasos miloshen pitui to seduce. Thank you. There's one called silsul, which is a broker for Averis. Chazal say that Alei Ve'inayim Shnei Silsuri Avera. They're brokers. The eye sees and the heart wants, and then a person does. So those are the name of the Malachi Chavala who catch Neshamas who are thrown away by the Malach HaKadusha. What's the name of the Malach HaKadusha? Either Bohariel, which means clarity, or Tahariel, which also means clarity. When somebody is clear in their Torah and the Yiras Shemayim, they're strong. They can fight. When they're unclear, when they don't have the proper avos Torah and Yiras Shamayim, they could have done very well. But they don't have the proper avos Torah and Yiras Shamayim. That the inside is the missing. They're open to be seduced. Every child who you'll find, we call, is drop out. And drop out is a big word. It doesn't have to be going Michal Shabbos. He feels dead or half dead, not interested. He goes through the motions. Later on in life, maybe he'll be ashamed in mitzvahs. But he's not. It's not what he should have been. They all were pushed away. They all pushed away. Why were they pushed away? They couldn't keep up. They couldn't sit. There were emotional issues. Sometimes, and we've seen that also, children do very well in cheder and do very well in yeshiva ktana. And at one point, something clicks and goes off. But it's not at one point. If you will go back, you will see that the insides, the avos Torah, the bonim, ahuvim, was never there. They went through the motions. The only way they talk all over in the world about fighting, how we're going to fight internet, fighting all the pituim of the door, the seductions of the door. The only way, we have a very powerful weapon, is that we should start from day one working on Avas Torah and Yiras Shamayim, not how much we accomplish, not how many Mefarshim we learn. Avas Torah and Yiras Shamayim. How do you get Avas Torah? Clarity, Mesikas HaTorah. How do you get Mesikas HaTorah? The Rebbe should learn as much as is good for the class and make sure that the class knows it. And if there are those individuals who are not capable, then this community has to make a school. We've done that, Baruch Hashem. It's doable. It's doable all over. To make a school for children who have a harder time to understand and that they should also understand. On their level, it makes no difference because once they understand and they want, they can become Goyne Oilam, Tamidei Chachomim. The Rambam says, Kesa Torah munach v'oymed v'chol Yisro. Kol mi sheyirtze yitom. Anyone who wants will get. Anyone who wants will get. So the whole point is the wanting. And we've seen it. The Gedolei Yisrael, the Gedolei Yisrael today, known, less known, Poiskim, who started out with very weak kishreinus, very weak abilities. But they wanted. Somebody told me about one of the Gedolei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, one of the big Poiskim. He remembers him as a youth. There was no one who wanted to learn with him. But his tefillahs, one of the Poiskim Ador, literally. Torah is totally unrotzen. And every Rashiva knows it. You tell any Rashiva, this boy has a tremendous desire to learn. It really makes no difference what level of learning he's on. And the other way too, he has no desire to learn. It also makes no difference what level of learning he's on. Rotzen. One Messiah with a Gemara and Bava Basra. We live in a door that, in a sense, the Achshura door. Everyone goes to yeshivas. About 150 years ago, 200 years ago, people would, they would go to cheder till 12. Some became apprentice to tailors. Some became apprentice to cobblers, and some went into some business. There were a few yechidim who wanted to learn. They went on to yeshivas. The yeshiva had no challenge of telling people, I want to convince you to learn. If you didn't want to learn, you weren't there. Today, for whatever reason, the world is different. We don't send children to work at 13 out of 14 out of 15. They go to school. But our school, Baruch Hashem, is yeshiva. So yeshivas have different challenges. Yeshivas have different challenges. And somehow, we have a door that wants Torah. Not somehow. The Gedolei Yisrael did that. The Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Aaron Kotler in America, and the Chazon Ish, and the Brisker Rav, and Shach, and all the Gedolei Yisrael created a door that wants Torah. Everybody wants their child to be a Ben Torah. Maybe not all wanted to learn Kotler their whole life, But to be a Ben Torah, everyone wants. And it's a phenomenon. It's a reminder of a Gemara. The Gemara in Babasu throws out a sentence, Daf Ches. Itonu kulu b'tzot. Miyara kapze. Gemara's darshan in the Pasuk in Hosea. When Klal Yisrael will all learn, there'll be immediately the Gula. Immediately the Gula. Perhaps, we're in the door of Ikfas of the Mashiach, and Hashem was Mesab of Sibas through Klal Yisrael, that we have a door that all wants. So the Baal Dover comes in with all kinds of other things to prevent. Drop him out. When Klal Yisrael will want, and I know this from experience, when Klal Yisrael will get together, put everything on the table, and will say, where are we going wrong with this child, with that child? What can we do? We can have a door of Ein Peretz Vein Yotzes. We can. It can be done. Baruch Hashem, we've done in Eretz Yisrael for 10 years already, taking children who are going nowhere in Cheder and turning them around. And it's doable. But you have to do it when they're young. When they're 11, not when they're 13 or 14. Then it's Kiryat V'chokim. We can have a door Itonu Kulu. And then we'll be zeich to miyara kapta. There's one last point. To make schools that are geared to different kinds of children costs money. However, if the community will get together, and really chinuch is not a, that's one of the problems of the door, chinuch is not a din in the individual, my school, your school, yeah, it's a chinuch of the community. When the community will get together, in the long run, they can save millions of dollars. Because there's a lot of money that can be saved. How? It's not for... The Iker is, the Torah was given to the klal. It's not one Rebbe, not one Menahel, not one supporter of Torah, not one Rav. Everyone together. The Klal Yisrael. When the Klal Yisrael will get together and want to have a matzav that all our children should have as Torah, we'll have tremendous Yata Dishmaya. If we daven for it, we'll have tremendous Yata Dishmaya in Peretz Vein Yotzes, and perhaps in that schus will be zeichet to the Gula Shleim Meir. Thank you.